Richard Louv says parents don't have to go to Yosemite National Park to get their kids outside, but one couple did. Doug Warnock and his wife raised five children in lodges, cabins, even tents in Yosemite, Carlsbad Caverns, Chaco National Monument, during a National Park Service career that lasted more than three decades.
All of those areas were out in what folks might call the boondocks. And there was no TV, limited radio. At Chaco, for instance, we were 60 miles from the nearest store.
It brought our family very close because we were in very secluded places, and it was just, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Kristen Hughes is the baby of the Warnock family, now living with her husband and children in Louisville. She was born in Yosemite National Park.
It was one of the ways that we actually got to get close to my father, was being outside. And I don't know how old I was probably in the third grade maybe. We went on a canoe trip, and we ended up canoeing up this river picking cranberries on the banks. And I just remember it being so peaceful. You know, he created an incredible world for us to grow up in.
We just enjoy crawling around on the ground, looking at the flowers and the bugs, and learning what this one does and what that one does. I've got them pretty well trained. And I see them with great pleasure doing the same thing with their kids.
Retired Park Service Ranger and Superintendent Doug Warnock and his daughter Kristen on their family's life outside. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.